one candle remains burning. Because Jesus went to the cross alone. When all others jeered and abused him, or abandoned him and left him, he did not give up. When so many gave up on him, Jesus remained true to salvation's cause and God's glory. And he did that for you. And we've tried to make that thought visual, as all the candles have been snuffed out, leaving one, Jesus. Because Jesus went all the way for you. And the thing is that Jesus could have left that lonely path to save himself. At the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was in great anguish, and his sweat was like drops of blood dropping. And he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me." But he also prayed, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." You see, it was God's will that Jesus go to the cross. The prophet Isaiah wrote 8 centuries before this moment, "Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand." God's will in Jesus' death, prospering. How? Because of what that death achieved for us. That terrible journey should have been ours to make. We are the ones that have rejected God's reign and walked away from his good rule. We are the ones deserving of treason's penalty. But instead of that terrible penalty, God pursued making an avenue of mercy available to us. He sent Jesus in our place, and that mercy was for any who would receive him. No one compelled Jesus to see that journey through, and yet he stayed the course. He stayed true to God the Father's will, and he went all the way to the cross for you. And he didn't do it because we were worthy of it. He didn't wait for us to be attentive to him. He did it because of who he is and because of his great love for us. You see, God demonstrates his great love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And where we were once enemies, God steps in to make it possible for us to be called friends of God. And not just friends, better than that, even more wonderfully, part of God's family. The Apostle John said, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And that is what we are. Well, at the cross on that day, there was another voice that day that we will hear speak a little later. It's an unexpected voice because he saw something about who it was at the cross. In the middle of all of this that is going on, this voice was a very unexpected one. It was a Roman voice, not even someone from the faith of the Hebrews, not someone known for being from a particular religious order. But a soldier, one of high ranking, a centurion, in charge of 100 men, no less. And we're about to hear what he said in our next reading. He saw what others had missed and walked right past. He said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And we're going to hear that in our next reading in a little while. Well, I'm hoping that you'll see this for yourself tonight and over this weekend. I'm hoping that you will know that God's sacrificial, merciful love isn't distant from you. I am hoping that tonight was a moment for reflecting and seeing just how close and near that love is to you. We want you to know that God sent Jesus especially for you. That curtain in the temple that was torn, it was the curtain that separated God from his people. It was torn. It was removed. It was torn from the top down. God tore that curtain down. In other words, God took away the separation. And the Bible puts it this way. Jesus suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. And you don't need to be something first in order to receive that goodness. God receives the very worst of people who turn to him. Isn't that great news? Isn't that such great news? You just have to turn from your own way. Turn to him to receive that mercy from his generous hands as you are. And that's the good news that we celebrate at Easter. And if you can turn from your own ways, turn to receive this mercy, then the promise of God is this, that you will be friends of God, included in his family along with all of God's people. The Bible says, and Bron said it earlier, to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. It's such great news. It's such a privileged position we have. And it's because of what Jesus did for us at the cross. Well, I'm going to pray right now and thank God for this great demonstration of his love. And pray in ways that turn to him. And you can do that with me in your hearts and minds too. Father God, we thank you so much for what we remember here in this service of a great sacrificial love which was demonstrated for us at the cross. Father, thank you that it was your will that Jesus should go to the cross in our place. Thank you that Jesus saw that course through. Thank you that there is mercy and grace available to the very worst of sinners. We don't have to be anything in and of ourselves at the moment that we turn to you. We come as we are with empty hands to receive from you. That means that your mercy is available to everyone. It's a truly wonderful message. It is a truly wonderful love. It's truly great goodness and grace and love that we have seen and heard about at the cross. And we give you great thanks for it. Amen.